Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Yesterday, I feel like I've blinked and half the season has happened.
Yeah.
There's only seven left now.
When did that happen?
I'm not sure, and they're pretty much already talking about, like, meeting the families and stuff. We're really up to that point in the season already.
Wow. I mean, 2020 as a whole has gone pretty quick, which is not a bad thing. It was like last week this started, and now it's almost done.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing at the moment. But someone who was right in the action who did not receive a rose last night was Damien, and he joins us. Good morning.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Fantastic, Damien.
You were the only one left in the house who hadn't gotten a kiss. Did you think going into last night's rose ceremony, yeah, I think I'm going out here?
Yeah, I had a pretty good idea that I might get turfed last night. A few of the other guys are, you know, a lot more progressed than me in finding a connection with Ellie and Becky for that matter. I was sort of more at that friendship level, so it wasn't surprising.
Now, I know Bachelor in Paradise is canned for next year at this stage, but if it ever comes back, do you reckon you'd put your hand up for it, give it another go?
Why not? It depends on the situation. I'm not getting any younger either, so it'd have to be, you know, relatively soon. And it'd depend. You know, like, obviously, I wouldn't go on it if I found myself in a relationship.
No, that's a bad idea.
Are you currently seeing someone though? Yeah, exactly. Are you on the way to a relationship?
No. It's been hard to do anything. I'm in Melbourne, so. Yeah, we can't really leave the house, let alone go out on a date.
Well, I'm sure you can move your Tinder profile to 25 kilometres radius now since he's opened it up a bit. Maybe that'll help you.
Look, that was the first point of call. 25K's just opening up all possibilities.
Damien's couple bubble is open and ready for the taking.
I just need some intimate partners. We're allowed an intimate partner over. So
exactly. Hey, I want to know, if you could swap places with one of the other guys from this season and go on their date instead of them, which one would you choose?
It's got to be Pete. Even though I was sort of keener on Ellie, going on the Harbour Bridge was awesome. I'm actually booked in to do it with my mum. So,
Are you guys going to have a performer up the top and singing you a song as well for you to awkwardly dance to?
Yeah, I've organised that. Yeah, so yeah, mum and I, we're going to get up there and we'll have Charlie sing us a song. It's going to be great.
I highly suggest you just get a saxophone player to play Careless Whisper for you
guys.
I'm loving that in the background. Let's keep that going.
Yeah. Maybe if it wasn't your mum going on the bridge with you, it'd be fine playing some George Michael.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
It works every time. There's a tip for you as well to feel that intimacy bubble of yours. Damien.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Best of luck in Melbourne. The Bachelorette continues Wednesday at 7:30 on the Win Network. Thanks so much for chatting with us, Damien.
Good on you, guys. Nice to chat to you. Have a nice morning.